Now, you've already noticed some of the effects of my voice on you, the way your mind picks up little things throughout the day and uses them as catalysts to bring pleasure to your brain, the way that your mind, already so active and obedient, finds ways to throw pleasure, 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 resonating rapturously through your system. Well, today I want you to focus on the idea that I am always there in a way, that some element of me is always in your mind in the stored away safekeeping box that I invite you to inspect whenever you need to dip a finger into that pool of hypnotic enjoyment, of being just a little bit shifted off center, of wanting to look up to and follow and devote yourself to what I present to your waiting mind. Well, it's perfectly acceptable for you to do that. It's perfectly all right for you to follow my voice wherever it may lead. And sometimes it will lead you into envisioning yourself in the situations that you know you're going to have to get into. Things you know you're going to have to do that would be a lot easier if I were there holding your hand and guiding you, or gripping your shoulder and pressing you onward. There are certain activities, certain actions, certain things you can do to improve yourself, and what then should be your catalyst, your drive for improving? Well, I propose that it should be, you know these words are flowing to you because I trust you to take care of yourself. I want you to be my canvas and partner in crime for a nice long time. Someone who will listen to my words, do what is required, do what you want to do, and tell me about it. Someone who will be there with me, for me, under me for a long time. And encompassed in that is the understanding that you should take care of yourself. Now, it can be difficult to take perfect care of oneself, but that's okay. I don't expect perfection. I expect your best. And your best will be good. You are good and are doing well, and I appreciate and enjoy you. Listen, follow, follow, sink, sink, drift. Your mind follows because it is easier to do now with me here than it would be on your own. You listen, you relax, you follow. Listening to my voice makes you more able, more willing, more controlled. You are more able to hear my words than before because some part of me is layered over you, laid into you, connected to you, accessible to you, a part of me carried along with you. Your entire body occasionally pauses and shudders and shivers in the pleasure of it. Your mind already knows what it's like to have a little bit of influence in your mind from me. And there are things that you should want to do, things that I want you to do for me, as a service, as a devotion, as an encouraged practice. Let your mind follow, follow, and hear me. Feel a hand gripping your shoulder, strong and encouraging. Feel yourself led. See in your mind's eye, dark hair, brown eyes, someone standing strongly, a little taller behind you, fit and strong and leaning against you, seductively trailing one finger up the side of your face, up and circle around your ear, whisper words into you. I like regimen. I like routine. I like the idea of you being in shape, taking care of yourself, because that's part of the deal, part of the contract, part of the compact between us. When you hear my voice, you are reminded that the better off you are, the better you take care of yourself, the longer you will go on hearing my voice, following with me, and being able to execute the commands I instruct. So, there's only gain to be had, only pleasure to be had, if you follow, if you listen, if you do what I ask, which is to obey, but also to take care of yourself, take care of your mind, your body. There are certain routines, certain regimes, which can be enacted in order to allow you to take care of yourself. And if you underwent everything with someone encouraging you, gripping you by the shoulder and guiding you onward, occasionally squeezing your hand to encourage you. If you underwent it all, knowing that I'm thinking of you, see an impression in your mind's eye. Dark hair, just to the shoulders. Dark eyes staring at you, you following. Sinking. Feeling commanded, encouraged, because you are appreciated, and you want to be even more appreciated, even more appreciable. You want to get into a state where you can easily follow, easily sink, easily do. You go down. You follow. You listen. You feel. Your mind, your body. Following, sinking, being, brought down, being, controlled, being, carried, mine, down, deeper, that little fragment of my thought, my will, my control, my desire for you remaining in your head, encouraging, there, that succubus seduction, in the back of your mind, made up of all my urges and training for you, made up of the connection and compact between us, made up of your will to connect to me, and learn more about me, for me, from me, you want to go on learning a long time, so there are certain things you can do. Imagine. Throughout the day, you go to drink something. Maybe it's something that'll dehydrate you. It doesn't matter. You drink it. And then afterward, you hear in your mind me reminding you, you need to hydrate. Oh, drink whatever you were going to drink, but a nice drink of water, however you intake it, is a good thing for afterward. And when you go to fill up your water glass, perhaps fill it, drink it down, fill it, drink it down, make a game out of it, drink as much as you can in one trip to the sink, because frankly, nobody hydrates enough. Oh, you may point me to the occasional athlete, but I assure you, that's an aberration. Nobody hydrates enough, not me, not you, not anybody. Go ahead and drink some water. Just a few glasses a day will add enough to be much better for your body. And if you imagine dark-haired succubus over your shoulder, gripping and encouraging, standing over you, protected, safe, encouraged, listening, body throbbing, body feeling pleasure, random spikes of pleasure throughout the day when you're living in a way that comports with the desire to be more fit, more fulfilled, and in your head there are ideas, thoughts, elements which belong to me and come from me and fill your mind, elements of that succubus seduction, that encouraging presence, and when the presence descends, you just feel like your body is more vital, more affirmed, more like it could be, more like it should be. Feel it, desire it, hear it, want it, listen, sink, follow, be under, deep and down. Deep and down, you are under, you are listening, you sink under, and follow my words. You follow everything I say, because it leads on a pathway of improvement. Yes, improvement. Improvement is a general, long-standing process. There's a tendency for us to think we have to accomplish everything right now, right away, but I assure you, it's all right if it takes time to improve. Envision the hand on your shoulder, the succubus behind you, firmness against your back, breasts pressing there, hair visible when you look over your shoulder, lips whispering by your ear, strength. Fitness, a built body taller than yours, holding you against her, whispering and purring in your ear, drink a little more water, walk a little further, pace every now and then, stretch your body, isn't a luxurious stretch so wonderful, to articulate your musculature, stretch and arch and let your body fall under and into the mode of improvement. And improvement is a regime. Maybe you'll bike. Sometimes you'll walk. Whatever you find to do that will improve your fitness, Diet can be one of the most difficult parts, but even just walking more, biking more, hydrating more will give you some of the beneficial effects. And as your expectations for yourself form, and new pathways and angles of fitness and improvement are embedded in your mind, that little storehouse of pleasure and fitness and wanting to be fit, both because I deserve to have a pet, a canvas, a follower who is fit and ready, but also because that presence is there, that small fragment of me, filling your head, encouraging you along, you will find it that much easier to feel the companionable squeeze of your shoulder, the little push onward that says keep going, the slap on your rear when you've done a job well, the squeeze of your hand when you need a moment's encouragement. All of it meshes and blends, all of it forms and remains, and that formless mass expands its influence until your mind is oh so ready, oh so capable of saying, yes, this is it, more of this, deeper into this, further down into my grasp is where you want to go. And that encouraging remnant in your mind, that element connected to our rapport, our connection, your understanding that you are important and good and doing your best, that you are deep and down and drifting and following, and that as you wish to follow me a long time yet, it is best to hydrate, best to find a fitness routine that uses your body a little more. Best to stretch, best to feel the encouragement flowing into and through your body and brain. All of it meshed together creates you, creates elements of understanding and relaxation that are you, your mind, your body, your fulfilled purpose. It is good to follow, good to listen. You follow and obey and explore intimacy and desire. Your mind separates mere sexual climax from the pleasure climax of doing your job well in improving yourself. Self-improvement is its own pleasurable path and reward, and that is indeed where you could and should focus your energies. After all, a part of your mind, a part of your energies, is connected to my words, to the little fragment of me there in the narrative of your head, there holding your shoulder, holding your hand, encouraging you, bigger, stronger, pressing against you, encouraging you along in drinking and hydrating, encouraging you along in the occasional walk, in more biking, in more getting out and into the world. Anything you can do, you should do, because when you do, you will feel the pleasure that comes of following along, of improving yourself, of being even more completely a fulfillment of my desires for you. Of course, that fulfillment is complete, is absolute. I am happy with who you are and what you're doing, but I send along little edging encouragements, because being excellent doesn't mean there isn't room to be truly outstanding. You can do even better with a little encouragement and help. You needn't be on your own. You have assistance. Assistance from within in the remnants of the processes that I place in there. The deep hypnotic relaxation, sleep and deepness, where my mind touches to yours and leaves behind the brush. A little bit of succubus control in the back of your head. A presence aiding, assisting, enforcing, encouraging. You drinking more, exercising more, stretching more, taking time to say, yes, I can do better than this. And in doing better, you will live long. Stronger and stronger and safer and happier, and as safety and happiness and strength and long times in my company is exactly what I desire for you, all of this will mesh and integrally become part of you, part of your process of thinking, part of how you feel guided and watched over. Whenever you do what you need to do, when you enact as you must enact, when you carry through on a mission placed in you, see, there, me, a little fragment, an assisting succubus presence in the back of your head, fit, dark hair, dark eyes, watching over, strongly pressing you onward, guiding you onward, giving you little tasks. When you see some small thing you could do, when you feel yourself falling into complacency, I will be there to remind you out of it, because part of your mind already contains the words and memories of the words that I have given you about fitness and improvement and being connected to me, about our shared rapport together, about your mind bathed in my words to the point that you want to hear more, train more, find ways to be a better canvas, a better assisting, instructive presence, a better follower for me, listening, sinking, drifting, dripping, being on the cusp of my control and guidance, and that control meshes together. It becomes an autonomous part of your mind, because after all, your mind contains the memory of every time you've listened to me and said, yes, I will do that, yes, I want more of that, yes, encourage me. In welcoming me into your mind and welcoming the rapport, connection, and encouragement that's going on right now, you've opened yourself up to that little squeeze on the shoulder, that little push forward, that little reminder that we are connected, and you will be far more pleasing to me, even though that's difficult to imagine, given that I am so pleased and comfortable with you already, but you will be far more pleasing to me with your mind in its rhythms of self-care, if I know you're out there taking care of your body. Then the mind will follow the fitness and sharpness that comes with drinking water regularly, with finding opportunities to exercise, with perhaps inspecting your diet, but overall, eating a little more fruit, stretching before you go for a long walk or a bike to somewhere, or just drinking more water every time you pass the tap, all these things do combine to create, and they create in you an awareness that you are guided, you are informed, you are instructed by me to create a portion of you which is a storehouse for every instruction, every expectation, every assignment, and this is one more simple assignment. This is one more simple moment of my control and your being guided by it. You follow and sink into it. You let its rhythm flow over you, and you know that your mind is able to sync up with my words so well that the pleasure I take at your enjoyment of everything will flow to you as well. Your self-improvement will become enjoyment when you know I appreciate you. I regard you warmly, fondly. Guidance is flowing into you. My guidance in the back of your head. You guided, watched over, pushed onward. Small encouragements become more and more powerful as they become reinforcing habits. That's what this is. The manifestation and personification of habits and guidance. Drink a little more water, stretch a little more, eat more fruit, walk, bike, do whatever you can do that causes your body to be a little more fit. Almost nobody gets enough. You only really need a little bit more exercise to meet a threshold where you'll feel improved, confident, where you'll feel good about it. And feeling good from the inside out in ways that are separate from me will actually bring you closer to me. After all, if you have other references for how good it feels to improve yourself, then when we work together to improve you, it will feel better and better because you'll have more frames of reference, more understandings, more ability to know the warm, guiding, simple pleasures of being a little more fit, a little more pleasing, thinking of pleasing me, thinking of how I will be overjoyed at your devotion, overjoyed at your progression, overjoyed at your following, your mind controlled, following, guided, listening. You follow, and in following, you learn more about my expectations for you. You will feel so good if you're physically trained as well as mentally trained, combining two elements and knowing that this is something you are independently, powerfully doing for me, with me, training your own mind, guiding your own mind, discovering parts of your mind that previously have gone a little fallow because you haven't been stretching, walking, biking, drinking, eating properly, haven't been learning about your body and brain. There are parts of you that have been neglected in your search for my control, and my control comes best to those who pursue relentless self-improvement, just as I relentlessly pursue the improvement of you. We work together and create the part of your mind, and oh, she is there, the part of you that encourages you, echoes in you, wants you to find a little bit more opportunity to exercise, to eat well, to drink and hydrate. Water is so good for you, and imagine how good it'll taste, because honestly, if you're underhydrated, water tastes amazing, strangely enough. The coolness flowing down your throat, the feeling in your belly of suddenly being just a little bit more restored, it's something tangible you can do that improves the self, that your body's crying out for, but you've learned to ignore its low-key protests. Well, no longer, just as my voice is so clear in your mind, and this encouraging, succubus presence grasping your shoulder, holding your hand, whispering in your ear, is an oh-so-clear thing, so too your need and thirst, when they are present, are much more attuned, a hypnotic booster to your need for water, to your need to walk, your need to stretch your muscles and feel your body. All these things do combine to create a better you, and so your mind and its gatekeepers, which watch for things that are good for you, will carry through with my desires, knowing that carrying through with them will make you better at learning and training in future. This is an element of training which is left loose in you, overseen by the fragments and components of me that have become part of your long-term memory, the memory of serving me, obeying me, but also knowing my guidance for you is good for you. We work together. You listen, drink, stretch, walk, bike, eat a little better, listen a little deeper, follow me. Follow my voice. Follow the guidance. Follow the feeling of a hand gripping your shoulder, a voice whispering in your ear, the impression of dark eyes, dark hair, tall, stormy presence, guiding you down, encouraging you along, helping you as you help me, and as we progress together.